With the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen, who has had quite a weekend and week as we head into this weekend, the Cowboys, but we're going to take a look back. PA, have you ever had any experience like this? I knew you've been through a lot of great games, a lot of great calls, but you, my friend, have gone viral here in the last 7 days.
The way the Bills game went, 33-30 in overtime, if you think about games that you've called over your career, you know, so I'm doing a lot of interviews this week and stuff with national entities, and they're all of them are like, outside of the playoffs, is that the best game you've ever called? And it might be, but like I immediately quick twitch 2007, Adrian Peterson's rookie year at Soldier Field. We never win at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
He goes for 224, has a 60-yard kickoff to either begin overtime or right at the end of the game. Then on a third down after that, he gets hit harder than he's ever been hit in his life by outside linebacker Lance Briggs, and Ryan Longwell walks off. So, like, I mean, that was unbelievable and super loud and everything, but this one with Josh Allen not able to take that snap at the goal stripe, I mean, it's 99% 6'5 guy lunges ahead.
Right.
We have one timeout, 40-some-odd seconds, game's over.
Yeah.
This one definitely was unbelievable, and you know, then the social media related items whatever that have popped up. Pat McAfee, former punter in the NFL, Barstool Sports, ESPN, LeBron James tweeting at me, Kyle Kuzma, another basketball player, tweeting at me. It's very humbling. It's very, very humbling. And, you know, hopefully the radio station for whom I work, the team, and other entities get a lot of enjoyment out of this.
Yeah.
Because I'm theirs. That's what I do. And people seem to like it.
No doubt. And that, I think, the thing that captured everyone's imagination was the colorful nature, one in which you always describe a game. So we've heard it forever.
Yeah.
And this has happened before where they've tweeted out photos of you and Pete going crazy.
Yeah.
On different calls. But when all of a sudden Barstool Sports and Sports Illustrated and all these people,
yeah,
that have a million followers start tweeting it out, LeBron James is reacting and Pat McAfee and,
mm-hmm,
and all that, I think the visual has added to, right? Has added to the
right
reaction.
Right. Well, there's no doubt. And you know, it being a person of the Bible,
mm-hmm,
and a person who studies scripture every single day, like I put out in a tweet, is God gets all the glory for the way I speak, the eloquence with which I speak, the following that I have, and the way I'm guided in all facets of my life. So I was very uncomfortable when all of this blew up, that I was getting too much attention,
mm-hmm,
and A, that I was getting too much attention. So I went on Twitter and, you know, and I put a Philippians, I believe chapter 2, like verses 3-8 out there, just to let people know there are a lot of new people. I mean, I've gained like 8,000 Twitter followers in less than a day.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let all my new friends on social media know this is my identity. It is that of the Bible. And everything, all the secular shine that comes out of it is great, but it's granted by God to further advance the gospel and further advance what my life is really all about away from the microphones. Then the morning after, I wake up and there's a tweet from LeBron James saying, Paul Allen, you're a national treasure. And I'm like, wow, it's just not stopping. But it's good it's not stopping, because God continues to build the following,
right,
for truly the reasons for which I and many people live. You know, and then I started to think, well, I mean, the team's 8-1. So, you know, I felt kind of weird pulling attention away from the team. So I called somebody over there, talked to them about it, and they're like, nah, it's all good, man. If anything, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
And it makes us – it's a layer that we previously didn't have. And maybe it takes attention off the team up to a big game. So I'm,
sure,
like, amen.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so – I actually was home here in the Twin Cities, and once the game started getting close again, I'm watching on TV, and then I get on the app, because I got to hear PA,
mm-hmm,
and the TV was just a tick ahead. So it, mm, actually, for however it worked with me, whatever the processing was,
yeah,
so it was actually cool because I saw what happened, and then I get to listen to,
right,
how you're going to describe it, and it was just awesome, the emotion. And sometimes as radio guys, we script stuff. We have, you know, whether like I do an open that I write out ahead of time. Usually, then after that, for me, it's just all whatever pops in outside of the one line that the fools in the morning make me say on the radio during the game. But outside yes, exactly. So this was all, none of this was like, this is just all emotional off the cuff.
But the beauty of it is, Grimmer, is that, well, there's a camera in the Vox box, the booth, every single game.
Right.
For those highlights in case we win or for ancillary things Vikings.com does. But the beauty of it is I always forget there's a camera in there.
Sure.
And clearly in that booth in Buffalo, I had no idea a camera was in there. I completely forgot. You know, I'm looking down at Cousins trying to get in, CJ Ham pushing him. You know, then I cross my arms like grumpy old man, and I'm like, you lucky suckers.
Yeah, that's the great line.
Because I'm just living it. I'm just living it because I'm so bit by this team. And if you ask anybody around the radio station for which I work, and some of my friends with the Vikings, that has not been the case with me over the last 5 years where, I mean, I've done this 21 years, and quite honestly, Grimmer, I could take or leave that job over the last 5 years because a lot of things have changed. And but that's not the case anymore. It's the childlike joy the head coach and a lot of the players display really, really has bitten my heart.
It's great.
More so than the 8-1. It's just so few things live up to the hype in life, man.
Yeah.
And you hear a lot of things like prize fights or big sporting events or whatever. So I hear a lot of things, and I'm old school like you. I hear a lot of things into the season. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. Well, the majority of them are coming true with changes that needed to be made. And that just really, really moves me, and I'm having an unbelievable time.
Yeah, and you've kind of are the orchestra of the fan base in a sense, right? You're like, give it to us. You want the safety. Give it. I mean, that was a brilliant line, too, because that's what every single person wearing purple on that Sunday was saying.
But
Come on.
He didn't get out of there.
He didn't get out.
He did not get out. That's a safety. Give it to us. Give us a safety.
Look at what's taking so long.
Oh, the ball came out. Yes, the Vikings.
Are you kidding me?
The Vikings are going to win.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, drop that ball, Josh Allen.
That ball came loose.
It's awesome talking to you about stuff like that because, like you said, you craft an open. I listen to you every single week. I know you craft an open, but I can't tell you're reading. And you're setting the stage beautifully. I have little Vikings cards for Vikings offense 1, Vikings defense 2. So I'll get two plays, then the analyst will come in. So like with the Cowboys this weekend, here comes the Cowboys defense. They lead the NFL in sacks and are propelled by second-year linebacker Micah Parsons, the only player in the NFL with 4 games and multiple sacks, first down from the 25. So I have that committed to memory now, but other than that, the give us the safety or did he get in? Dead signal? Yeah. I mean, none of that is crafted or scripted. It's just the way God guides the moment. I'm just really, really overwhelmed to be part of it.
You have a podcast. Let's get that out there, too, that I know you're in fact going to go record one here as soon as you're done talking to me.
Yeah, I started it last year. It's called Faith and Goal. And, you know, last year through the 25 I did, I mean, I would have Kirk Cousins on it, his father Don, who's a pastor, James Brown from CBS, some Adam Thielen, some big spot individuals who are Christians. But the show, it was like football and faith. And, it, you know, when I listen back to some of them, I'm like, well, what is it? Are we talking Viking season or are we talking faith, Christ, and the gospel? So I changed it this year, and it's straight gospel. It is straight. It's straight scripture. It's teaching. And it's what I've learned over really the last 4 years. And there may be a little tiny bit of football, but it's called Faith and Goal. And you can find it via the free iHeartRadio app.
Very good. You have to go tape one right now. Good
to see you. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Sounds good.